News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some of the big stories. Five more bodies of the around 170 missing in the Uttarakhand disaster were recovered from the debris in Raini village on Tuesday, while rescuers worked through tons of muck and slush to rescue more than 30 workers trapped in a tunnel at a power project site in Tapovan, State Emergency Control Center said. Two policemen deployed at the plant are among the deceased. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also issued a statement in Rajya Sabha on the tragedy and asserted that all agencies of the center and state are monitoring the situation on a war footing. Members of the Rajya Sabha also paid tribute to victims of the disaster. In the Lok Sabha, Shah said that the center is monitoring the situation. The PM himself is monitoring it. Both the control rooms of the Home Ministry are monitoring the situation round the clock, and the state is being provided with all the possible help, he said. Huge boulders embedded in the debris inside the Tapovan tunnel are causing the biggest hindrance to the ongoing search operations at the NTPC's damaged Hydel project site here, ITBP Deputy Commandant A.K. Dabral said. Around 39 people are feared trapped in the tunnel since the avalanche hit Joshimath area of Chamoli district on Sunday, with rescue efforts by multiple agencies focused on reaching them as soon as possible. The combined rescue team has reached up to 130 meters inside the tunnel, but there is a lot of debris clogging it, he said. People feared trapped inside the tunnel should be at around 200 meters, he said. Personnel of the Army, State Disaster Response Force, National Disaster Response Force, Sashastra Seema Bal are coordinating and working with a defined strategy to get to those trapped inside, Dabral said. However, some feel that more sophisticated equipment should be engaged to expedite the rescue operations. Kedarnath MLA Manoj Rawat said excavators and Pokhran machines should be brought in to speed up the process. Meanwhile, search efforts at the now-demolished Hydel project site at Raini also picked up pace on Tuesday, with heavy mechanical equipment tearing through the debris deposited there by the avalanche. SDRF personnel have been able to throw ropes across the Rishi Ganga River and are installing trolleys there as an alternative arrangement to transport food and other essentials to the residents of villages cut off due to the washing away of three pedestrian bridges and a motorable bridge in the area. Essentials are being supplied to these villages at present by helicopters. Besides, people stranded in these villages are also being evacuated by helicopters. Around 150 residents were evacuated from these villages on Tuesday, Additional Information Officer Ravindra Negi said. A police constable was killed and a sub-inspector was grievously injured in Kasganj, Uttar Pradesh, after they were taken hostage and assaulted by aides of a known liquor smuggler on Tuesday. The deceased constable has been identified as Devendra, while the SI has been identified as Ashok Kumar. The two policemen had reportedly gone to serve a legal notice for attachment of property to a history sheeter named Moti over his alleged liquor smuggling activities when they were ambushed by his aides, stripped and assaulted with sticks and other weapons. A search operation was conducted and additional forces were called after the cops who had fled from the site of the incident notified the officials. The personnel were found with serious injuries in a field in Nagla Dhimar village under Sidhpura police station and were taken to a local hospital. However, Devendra succumbed to his injuries. The police team has recovered Kumar's bike from the spot. Another unknown bike has also been found. The policeman's bike was found fallen on the ground with their uniform and shoes on top. It is believed that the attackers also humiliated the cops before taking off the uniform and assaulting them. According to ASP Aditya Verma, a police officer and constable of Sidhpura police station went to Nagla Dhimar and Nagla Bhikari on information where he was assaulted. The condition of both of them was worrying, from where they were referred to Aligarh Medical College. The case is being thoroughly investigated. The Chief Minister's office released a statement that said Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has called for strict action against those involved in the crime, action to be taken against the culprit under National Security Act, it said. the Chief Minister has directed for the treatment of the injured inspector and announced an ex gratia of ₹50,000 and a government job for a family member of the constable who lost his life. Last year, the Uttar Pradesh government faced flak for its law and order situation after 8 policemen were shot dead by gangster Vikas Dubey in Kanpur. The policemen were ambushed in Bikru village in Chaubipur area of Kanpur as they headed there to arrest Dubey shortly after midnight on July 2. They were mowed down by bullets fired from the rooftops. 8 days later, on July 10, Dubey was shot dead by police when he was allegedly trying to escape from police custody while being brought back to Kanpur after his arrest in Ujjain. After over 2 decades of service and powerful debates, leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha and Congress stalwart Ghulam Nabi Azad signed off from the upper house in a poignant speech, leaving parliamentarians emotional. Azad and Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a rare passionate moment as the latter broke down while bidding adieu to the Congress leader, while recollecting a tragic incident of terrorism at a time when both the politicians were serving as chief ministers in the respective states, Jammu and Kashmir and Gujarat. Following PM Modi's farewell speech, Azad recalled the 2007 terrorist attack in Kashmir when a grenade was lobbed at a bus carrying tourists from Gujarat during his tenure as the chief minister of the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir. He emotionally spoke of how the families and children of the victims moved the former CM to tears. "I pray to God that militancy and terrorism end in this country," Azad said. In the archived video, teary-eyed Azad can be seen comforting the pilgrims who lost their dear ones to the deadly terrorist attack. "You were supposed to return with fruits and dry fruits, but now you are having to go back home with the bodies of your children. I ask for your forgiveness," Azad can be heard in the video. Azad, whose term as Rajya Sabha member ends on February 15, has been a member of the upper house for 28 years. He was a member of Lok Sabha for 10 years and was chief minister of the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir for 3 years. PM Modi too recalled the incident, heaping praises on his colleague Azad. "I will never forget Sri Azad's efforts and Pranab Mukherjee's efforts when people from Gujarat were stuck in Kashmir due to a terror attack. Ghulam Nabi was constantly following up. He sounded as concerned as if those stuck were his own family members," the Prime Minister said. Remembering former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Azad said, "The opposition could not keep fighting over issues. I learned this from former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee during his tenure as the leader of the opposition. The easiest working of the house was when Vajpayee was the LOP. People chose us to make rules for them. These rules would not pass if we keep arguing. I learned a lot from Atalji, how to break a deadlock, how to run the house." In his speech, Azad recalled his days in Srinagar's SP College when there were more people to celebrate August 14, Pakistan's Independence Day, than those celebrating August 15. "I was among the few who would celebrate India's Independence Day. We used to stay away from college for days after the event, fearing for ourselves," he said. The tall Congress leader said, "I'm among those fortunate people who have never been to Pakistan. Looking at the state of affairs in Pakistan or even in other Muslim countries of the world, I think every Muslim should feel proud that we are in India," he said in a speech laced with Urdu couplets. Quoting revolutionary Urdu poet Faiz Ahmed Faiz, he said, "The heart may be hopeless, but it's not been unsuccessful. The evening is long, but will end." U.S. House prosecutors wrenched senators and the nation back to the deadly attack on Congress on Tuesday as they opened Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial with a graphic video of the attempted insurrection and Trump's own calls for a rally crowd to march to the iconic building and fight like hell against his re-election defeat. The detailed and emotional presentation by Democrats was followed by meandering and occasionally confrontational arguments from the Trump defense team, which insisted that his remarks were protected by the First Amendment and asserted that he cannot be convicted as a former president. Even Trump's backers in the Senate winced, several saying his lawyers were not helpful to his case. The senators sitting as jurors, many of whom fled for safety themselves the day of the attack, watched and listened, unable to avoid the jarring video of Trump supporters battling past police to storm the halls, Trump flags waving. While many minds are made up, the senators will face their own moment to to decide whether to convict or acquit Trump of the sole charge, incitement of insurrection. The heavy emotional weight of the trial punctuates Trump's enduring legacy, the first president to face impeachment trial after leaving office, and the first to be twice impeached. The January 6th Capitol siege stunned the world as hundreds of rioters ransacked the building to try to stop the certification of Democrat Joe Biden's victory, a domestic attack on the nation's seat of government unlike any in its history. 5 people died. "That's a high crime and misdemeanor," declared Representative Jamie Raskin in opening remarks. "If that's not an impeachable offense, then there's no such thing." Trump's lawyers insist he's not guilty, his fiery words just figures of speech. In a key early test, senators rejected an effort by Trump's allies to halt the trial, instead affirming the Senate's authority under the Constitution to decide the case. They voted 56-44 to confirm their jurisdiction, ruling that impeaching a president after he leaves office is constitutionally permissible. 6 Republicans joined the Democrats. Security remained extremely tight at the Capitol on Tuesday, a changed place after the attack, fenced off with razor wire and with armed National Guard troops on patrol. The 9 House managers walked across the shuttered building to prosecute the case before the Senate. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden would not be watching the trial of his predecessor. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.